Hey, beautiful people, and welcome to the Tell Me a Story podcast. I'm your host, Eric Bell. If this is your first time on the show, this is the kind of podcast where I have different people coming on and they tell me their favorite story. And buckle up, because these stories range. From the relatable to the intense to the traumatic, there is something for everyone here. And I know you guys will love these stories as much as I enjoyed hearing them myself. Hey, beautiful people. So my buddy Katz Carter comes back on the show and he tells me his craziest place he ever had sex. And we all have had that story told to us. We've all given that story. So you'll be the judge on if you think his top's yours. And if you think you got a better story, once again, my tag is Bell Comedy. Slide me a DM. I am very interested to hear yours. Please enjoy.
Like, well, yeah.
So yeah,
you hit that record. Yeah, you hit that record button.
Yeah, I gotta do what I gotta do, man.
It is what it is.
I got you and I got another guest coming on around 3 o'clock. So with quarantine the way it is, man, I gotta keep busy. Not like I'm doing any stage work. So
that is true.
How's filming going? I see a few small projects popping up around, but how is work in that area right now?
It's still scarce. Filming is starting, but they get like a small crew.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you're not on the short list, then yeah, you're SOL.
Yeah. I imagine so. I imagine like it's like skeleton crew all the way for almost any project.
I mean, yeah. For now.
Yeah. We're kind of going through a second wave of COVID. So
yeah, they were supposed to open Disney sometime soon, but then they changed that date because of the second wave. Yeah. And so now, I guess today, Disney was open to cast members and to certain annual guest pass holders.
Wow. That's still a lot of people.
There's people there taking pictures, and it looks like a ghost town, man.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not surprised. Not surprised at all. I mean, just heard one of my old high school friends, one of her good friends, like some famous theater actor, he died from COVID, and he's like 41 and was a fitness instructor.
So, oh, wow. He's in his 40s. Okay.
Yeah, so you're like, but yeah, 41 and was in great shape and just could not recover from COVID. You know, shit like that, you're like, ooh, that's not someone I want to hear go from it, you know?
Yeah, that's really, really crazy. And then Vegas is opening.
Yep, they're opening up the casinos right now. And a few of the casinos are open.
And it's pretty
empty in the casinos, you know, most people. And it's funny, even though the casinos are open, for some reason, the slot machines are paying out, like a lot. So people are suspecting that they're trying to get people back into the casinos because
exactly,
you know, it's gnarly. It's really gnarly.
And a lot of pissed off Trump supporters there that they can't wear masks inside of the casino. So
they will stop you up front and they'll look at you as like, hey, but they provide them though. Well, if you don't have a mask, they'll give you a mask. And I don't know, people just.
I saw a lot of videos of people getting kicked out of casinos, you know, all like Trump supporters getting kicked out of casinos for not wearing masks. And they're all going to Facebook Live about it, saying that they're being discriminated against.
Oh, my God. Like, they know the definition of discrimination. You know, if this is the hill you're going to die on. You know.
Yeah. This right here. So I was like, man, just entitlement.
That's just really what it comes down to. It's just you feel entitled that I don't want to wear a mask, so I shouldn't be forced to wear a mask.
Yeah, you're not like a free American.
Yeah, they don't know what freedom is. They don't know what discrimination is. They don't know. They just, but at the same time, they get a particular type of news, and they believe the virus is this kind of type, and it's like, oh, it's no big deal. And so they don't care if they get it, and they don't care who they give it to. So,
and it's yeah, well, freedom isn't free. It's a buck 05. No, like, so the lady was going down the street yelling like, oh, you guys are sheep wearing the wearing the face mask. You guys are sheep. All you guys are sheep. Thank you for not wearing a mask. You're not a sheep, blah, blah, blah. But I'm thinking to myself, Trump said don't wear a mask. Who's the sheep?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they, Man, I don't know. I don't know. They justify their thoughts in their own ways, and it's disturbing. It's really disturbing. You know, my mom's cousin died from COVID. My two buddies who got COVID from in LA, they're fine, but you know, it's like, it's real. It is real.
It is my aunt and uncle in Memphis. They have COVID, and one of my friends that live in Memphis, her mom died of COVID.
Oh no!
Yeah, man, it's getting close to home, man. It's just a matter of time. The numbers, it's just a matter of time for it's somebody that we know.
Yeah, only imagine. You just hope that they pull through.
Yeah, exactly.
You hope that they, you know, can that. You know, it seems like a lottery at this point. You know, like originally you're like, oh, if you're a generally healthy person, you'll be able to get through this. But now I'm seeing all these news pieces of people who are like, yeah, they're healthy, but they still died from it or, you know, from complications. But a lot of people have something wrong with them. You know, it's like.
Yeah. Like a precondition.
A lot of people have preconditions. You know, like,
and then COVID just amplified it.
Yeah, it's it's intense, man. It's intense. But we're going to step away from the COVID talk. We're going to try to.
Yeah, sorry. You need to edit.
No, it's okay. It's that's just how everything is right now. It's like every conversation you have with someone is, so how are you COVIDing lately? That's just the standard conversation. But this is Tell Me a Story. Yes. You were here last time with the, I think I titled the episode, When Everything Goes Wrong All at Once.
Yeah, which, something like
looking
that.
Looking at the numbers. Pretty much majority of people who are listening to the show saw that episode is one of the higher numbers.
Ooh, so
appreciate
nice.
That, brother.
Yeah.
So you got another story for me?
It's some of a wild sex story. You know,
I like those.
So this one, somebody asked recently, you know, what's like the craziest place you like, you know, done it at. And, you know, I was reading like a lot of like comments on that and everything. And I was just like, the wildest place. And I was like, the wildest place for me, it, you know, I was like, man, it's like everything's normal. Like, you know, in a car, in a restroom somewhere. But I was like, I was thinking like, nah, it has to, like for me, I was like, I think I beat everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You have the mic drop one.
I do have the mic drop one. And of course, this is all subject, like, you know, this is a matter of opinion. And so, in my opinion, I have a mic drop.
Okay. I'm all ears.
Okay. So there I was. I work at a famous, backlot, a famous movie studio backlot. And and at said famous studio backlot, they have a thing called horror nights.
I wonder.
Right. And at so-called quote unquote horror nights, I was getting off work. This was like at, you know, 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, and a coworker and I was walking backstage to the backlot, and it's torn down now, but at one of the sound stages is the famous old school Phantom of the Opera set.
Ooh.
They never touched it. They never destroyed it because they said it's quote unquote haunted. So if you ever take a tour, they mention like, yeah, this is a famous, you know, set and we never go in there. We never touch it, blah, 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 blah. Well, during this time, there was like they're trying to renovate, so they had the doors open because they wanted to like, I guess they're tearing it down.
Yeah,
doors open. It's 2-3 o'clock in the morning. We walking by, and I'm like, "Hey, wouldn't it be cool to check out the set before they get rid of it?" She was kind of scared. She was like, "Well, isn't it haunted?" And I was like, "Probably." And I was like, "You know what? It's crazy. This is every single scary movie known to man. You have two young kids going to some wild place, start making out, things start happening. All of a sudden, they hear strange noises, and the guy goes and leaves. And I said this to her, not helping. And I was like, oh, and I'm black. So let's add all of that together. So we went in there, we saw the set. It was creepy as fuck. And then I was like, hey, you know what? Let's just go ahead and just have sex right here. Let's just go ahead and do it. She was like, I don't know. And I was like, imagine the story you'll tell your grandkids.
Oh, why would you tell your grandkids that story? I love it.
Why I am. So I'm like, kids, gather around. So let me tell you a campfire story. And so we started making out, whatever, taking some clothes off. And we did hear some noises. She got freaked out. And I was like, dude, like, I think it's security, to be honest, because there's cameras everywhere.
Yeah.
So she got freaked out or whatever and put her clothes on. So we walked out of the set. Nothing happened. We just made out and whatever, and like, you know, touchy-feely or whatever. So we walked out of the set, and I was like, dude, I'm still like doing it. So I was like, hey, let's just have sex like right here, just on the back lot. She was like, okay. So we went around, and yeah.
So you had a rendezvous in a famous studio backlot that let's say films universally.
Yes,
around the world.
Yeah. It's universally known.
Yes, of course. And you desecrated sacred ground from a movie that was made in 1925.
And haunted.
Yeah. And haunted. You gave the ghost a show.
I tried. you know.
You tried. Was it more the ambiance than the actual act? It wasn't your A class game. Was it like what was like? Do you think it's more like she's gonna remember that she did it there? Not so much the session.
Yeah. Because this is the thing about like having sex in public. It's fun, it's exciting, because you know there's that element that you may get caught. Mm-hmm. But then there's also that element that you may get arrested.
And
you may get fired.
Fired. Oh, you're definitely gonna get fired. Congratulations, but you can't work here anymore.
You really should just continue to walk off the premises. Leave your clothes.
Yeah.
And so I felt that was a mic drop. Like,
but yeah,
I'm sure there's like a lot of famous people that probably like, you know, did better. Like,
you gotta assume. You yeah. gotta assume.
I mean, Shia LaBeouf had sex on set on camera for a movie.
Really?
Yeah. With
Whoa! Hold up! Wait! What movie?
I don't know what movie. But she was it was Fox. They both were in Transformers.
Yeah.
He had sex with her. I don't know if it's not on Transformers. It's on another set. But yeah.
So, really?
Mm-hmm.
And he just admits to this. Did
yeah.
What was it? Nymphomaniac? I just had to look that up real quick.
Oh, cool. So yeah, because he's like, method. So yeah.
Wow, talking about method.
Yeah,
hopefully she was cool with it. I mean, or else that's, you know, rape. But, you know.
This was before the Me Too? No. Yeah,
I'm pretty sure that still would have fucked him over. I'm assuming, the fact that he came out and said it, I'm assuming that was consent. I'm assuming that's consensual.
It was
but you got to assume that most of these actors have probably, I mean, the access you have. Like, let's be honest. We know, every single time I hear about a celebrity who went to the Met and went to the gala and all that stuff, I'm like, you know, one of them fucked found a quiet spot and fucked there.
Yeah, too.
I mean, because of course, like as fancy as they say, oh, the Met, like someone got it in the bathroom. Someone,
yeah. Like even security was probably like, hey, I
oh yes, Joe Schmo who works security at the Met. Oh yeah, yes,
believe it.
Yes,
I believe every single security guard that works anywhere, Dodger Stadium, Angel Stadium, that's just my son. Like,
oh hell, yeah,
I worked at Disney and I did it like in a parking lot.
How dare you, sir? How dare you desecrate the holy mouse? But like, I mean, like, of course. I mean, it makes so much sense. I mean, I remember, obviously, this is not a sex story, but just like, it just gave me an idea of like, when you have access to a place, of course, you're going to run around and go to cool places. My dad, when he was a little kid, he worked at Disneyland. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that back when they had like live performers. And
not so much
anymore.
Animatronics.
Yeah. Well, they were building the Pirates of the Caribbean ride at the time.
Oh, this and was like in the 60s.
Yeah. My dad's an older guy. He was a tap dancer.
62, 63?
Yeah. My dad was a kid, like 9, 10, I think.
Okay.
And he worked at Disney as one of the tap performers. And
that's the only tap dancer.
Yeah. And so like the Jungle Cruise, and they had just made Pirates of the Caribbean Ryan. My dad would show up early just so he can go into the Pirates of the Caribbean. They haven't even filled it with water yet.
Yeah.
So he would go in and then touch the animatronics. Because it was like, if you work someplace that's cool, you're walking around, you're going to check out things that you're not allowed, even though you're not technically allowed to be there. You're going to, you know.
Man, there's been
you're gonna do
nights
it.
Where I was working on Disney and I got off work and I slowly walked everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know security too, so you say what's up to them, they know you, like
they know you're not gonna mess with anything, they know you're not gonna steal nothing. Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
When people get comfortable with a spot, they fucking it. It's just standard. That is so standard. I was in college, I wrecked that college, you know. College library, the music rooms, all those spots. I went to the theater. I was in the theater department. I knew everyone was fucking in the theater department.
Yeah,
everyone on the stage.
In the stage, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's and there is that thing about that excitement of it all, like doing something you know you're not supposed to be doing. You know, anyone can come in. It is an exciting thing, and it seems like it's a shared excitement from both men and women. It's almost, you know, like it. Because I think everyone I know has had sex in a public place. But it's normally like some bush league shit. Like, oh, in car. I'm like, that's amateur shit. Come on, man.
You need to step your game up.
Hey, come on, man. Come on. That's nothing. That's drinking after a club. That's bullshit right there.
Oh, man. Hold on. Time for another quick story?
Go for it.
Let me tell you how much of a nerd I am. I've never had sex in a theater, in a movie theater.
Really?
I've had the opportunity to do that.
Really?
An opportunity did come up once, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was a midnight showing of Christopher Nolan, Dreams.
Yes.
It's not Interstellar. It's the one before that. Inception.
Oh, okay.
Midnight showing of Inception. Had the girl over. It was me, her, and it was like two other people like behind us or whatever. And she persisted, give me a BJ.
Mm-hmm.
I stopped her because I was like, hold on. They just went in a dream, in another dream. I have to pay attention to this. And she was like, are you kidding me? I was like, you don't understand.
Like, you don't understand. This is some of the greatest film work I have ever seen.
I don't want to be lost at the end of this movie. I need to pay attention. I need to have my wits about me.
Sir.
I will get lost.
Sorry. Like, in retrospect, you should have just taken the blowjob. I mean, Inception's good and all, but come on, bro.
In retrospect, yes. That's one of the things that I do regret in my life.
That's funny that you never had sex in a movie theater. I lost my virginity in a movie theater.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. You started kinky. Just started out the gate.
nice.
You want to know what the movie was?
Oh wait, you lost your virginity. You know what? Flintstones.
No. I wasn't that young because I'm 33. So the Flintstones. When did the Flintstones come out?
I don't know. Literally, that's the first one to hit my mind.
But the title is very. It works. It was Freaky Friday.
Oh,
because nobody was in the fucking theater. Nobody was in the theater. Yeah,
the Curtis one.
Yes, yes, she was great inspiration. She was awesome.
It was great inspiration. Yeah, like oh my goodness.
I want to have to put a title and make sure none of my family listens to this episode.
Man, because I do have another story, but I was like, I don't know how many people's listening to this. So
no, man, we have like I put disclaimers. I have like, dude, at this point, because I think when you came on, I hadn't had these stories up yet. I don't remember the order of the episodes at this point, but I've had a guy, Matt Cole, really funny comic out of Orange County. He told me about when he went to a sex party, and he went to a sex arcade and like the things he saw there. I had another friend of mine talk about how his mom came across his fleshlight. So we go adult. You don't Whoa. Feel like you have to be like, I just title them, this is the nasty episodes.
I am not worried about being adult. I'm worried about certain people listening. Oh,
it's all good. It's like all good.
Okay. At said movie okay. studio.
Oh, okay. That universally known movie studio. Yes.
Yeah. And there's also a universally known show that is there. Was there. It's in Florida, but it was there. Something about Arnold Schwarzenegger and guns and robots. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I think I might have heard about the movie. Yeah. Yeah. Something like that. Something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Catwalks during the show.
Nice, sir. It's nice. that's respectful. That's respectable, sir. I love it. I love it.
Oh, those cameras up there too. I knew where the blind spots were.
Yeah, of course you do. Of course you do. Everyone knows where the blind spots are. In every job if you worked anywhere, you know where the cameras are facing. You know where the cameras are not facing.
Yeah.
You know, like every job I've ever had. Like, where can I sneak off and be on my phone? Okay, yeah. There's no cameras right here. I'll check.
Right.
Everyone does it. So I am now curious about all my previous guests where I gotta start asking questions.
Gotta start a new one. Yeah, oh yeah. Oh yeah. What's the craziest, what's the wildest place? I mean
yeah. it's an interesting thing. I mean, it keeps it exciting. You gotta do things to keep it exciting, keep it fun, keep it loose. It's passion. Like, it's not just an emotional connection with someone, it's passionate. And passion requires experimentation. Passion requires, unpredictability. I've seen it all the time. I've done it all the time. You catch a couple, right? Just doing something mundane. They're in line at a grocery store, and you see the husband or the boyfriend like just grab a big handful of ass, and and then the girl gives a smirk. She's like smacks him, but she's clearly enjoying it because that keeps that's that fire. At the end of the day, sex is fire, it's passion, it needs a spark.
And that is frowned upon in modern society in America.
Oh yeah, no,
the Europeans and the French have a lot of good time.
Oh shoot, it's a very interesting thing. It's like one of those things, we deny it yet we all do it. It's like we don't respect people in the strip clubs, or you don't respect porn stars, and yet everyone's gone to a strip club and everyone watches porn.
And even weird porn, because like,
oh yeah, I think now thing. More than anything, we know about people's weird kinks because now there's a logarithm. I have never, still to this day, never have been into step parent porn. Just not into it. It was just never something I thought to Google. But every time I go on Pornhub, that is all that's up there as like hot videos and number one, viewed. I'm like,
yeah, it's a fantasy for some white people. It's a fantasy.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Clearly, and so it's like, just be honest about your kinks, guys. Just, it's just one of those things, it's like there's a, kink shaming is like a real thing.
Yeah, it's a thing.
That is a real thing. People, if you really want to get a guy to tell you all of their information, like if I had a guy on a chair and I'm like torturing him, trying to get information out of him, I'm not going to threaten him with physical violence. I'm not going to threaten him with, some horrible thing and take all of his money. I'm just going to say, I'm going to log into your Pornhub account and I'm going to show the world your last 3 months of video watch history. That guy's going to tell me every goddamn thing I want to know.
Except for me. I'd be like, have fun.
Do it.
Do it.
In fact, we're watching it together. Like,
oh, my strategy has backfired.
But in all seriousness, I only say that because mine really is not that weird. Like, I mean, just to be honest with you, my kinks is older. Like, I like older women. So
mature, porn. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah,
so, but it's the 60s, 70s. It's like that will be the farthest of my kink on Pornhub.
It depends on the season for me. It's just like it's a Russian roulette of let's try you. And sometimes I go down the wrong rabbit hole, man. Sometimes they're like, oh my God, why did I click this? And then the Pornhub is like, hey, man, we know what you're into. You want to see like 8 more of those? Like, no, I swear it was one time, guys. It was one time.
It was the one time thing.
Trying to convince the logarithm that I'm not that weird.
I was so curious about gay midget porn. I was like, it doesn't mean you have to pop up every single
time. We know what you're into, bro. We know what you're like. Hey, man, we got this new Game of Thrones parody. We know what you like, bro. We know what you like.
So I have watched. I joke, but I have watched a lot of like midget porn before.
It's a very popular site. That's always something that's interesting. You know, like when it comes to politically correct terms. I like, does that coincide with the porn, you know? Because like, I know I've heard midge is a derogatory term, yes, and tranny's derogatory. And yet, you know, that's how you look them up, you know, in all those sites. So I'm like, there seems to be do you politically correct the porn sites? I don't know. That's a random thought. But you know,
they probably cater to that. Like if you're a racist white dude, you're probably going to cater to Ebony or a submissive black, or
that's true. That's,
you know,
true.
What I mean? Like black slave, like, you know what I mean? Yeah.
And you know, that's out there. Like, that's definitely out there. 100%.
Definitely. So yeah. So, you know, if it just catered to that type of people.
Yeah. You know where you're going. And like, at the end of the day, it's a business. You know what you're trying to go for. It's still business, man. I don't know. I still don't understand how porn makes any money. I for the life of me, have no idea.
You know, they have like OnlyFans now and Patreon.
That's true. Now. Like now. Yeah, but now, like, I know how I get how some porn stars make good money now because of those OnlyFans sites, which, by the way, I hate right now because of OnlyFans sites, I can't buy a webcam to save my goddamn life.
Because the price went up?
Hmm?
Because the price went up?
No, they're just, you can't find them. They're all sold out. They're all sold out, especially because of COVID. Everyone's just stuck at home. So like the webcams, like good quality webcams, I'm sure I can find like a $10 one, but if I'm trying to find like a Logitech, just like medium, like P922, like the respectable ones, the really good, like $80 to $150 ones.
I was about to say, what's your budget?
Well, I'm trying to stream my D&D campaigns. Okay. And but it's just one of those like, okay, like I have all the equipment. I was like, okay, let me just get those webcams. And I'm like, sold out. We'll have them ready. And then some of the sites are like, they're $399. I'm like, excuse the fuck out of me. This is not a $400 webcam. Like, but and like, so I'm like, those OnlyFans sites, you bastards. You know, how dare you? You guys are taking up all the market.
should have jumped on that train.
I should have jumped on the train, man. I could have got some money. I ain't mad at y'all at one bit. You know,
I think porn, like, now that I'm thinking about it, I think Pornhub makes money off of advertisements. So I think
that's probably what it is.
If you post, I guess it matters on the viewership, almost like YouTube. If a lot of people view your particular video that you posted, you might get some money off of that.
Yeah, I assume that's the case. Yeah. I mean, it's one of the things I have no problem with it. Make your money. I just always found it interesting, like how, like, because I still don't understand why anybody would ever pay for porn. I will never understand that. It's always been free, or if you're clever, you know, free.
It's always been free.
You know, there's, you know, I had the Spice Channel, you know, like little kind of wavy Spice Channel when I was a little kid.
American Pie style.
Yeah, that's just what you do. And it's just like, how do you guys make any money? Anyway, but like, I'll never understand why why in general there's still, it seems like there's a little bit more acceptance. It seems like we're slowly growing up as a society. Mm-hmm. So like it's not taboo. We're
catching up to Amsterdam
a little bit. We're never going to catch up. We're always going to be, I feel like we're always going to be like at least 20 years behind them, you know, but you know, it's just a little bit more accepted, I would say, because it's so, you know, obvious, and it's been obvious forever, but it seems like people are a little bit more accepted of people's kinks and people being into things. They like, I can only imagine. I know from myself, I know easily like four couples that are polyamorous, you know, and yeah. I know most people know at least one or two people who are poly. And whereas before,
yeah, I hang out with a few of them.
Yeah. You know, I had a, you know, have you ever met Dorian Black? I want to say like he's a friend of mine. He cosplays Batman and he works for I think Screen Rants.
Horrible with names, good with faces. So
Latino dude, tall. He always cosplays Batman. But anyway, he's a openly polyamorous dom dude, and he's like, this, you know, it seems more. It's like no people don't go.
Hold on one second.
Go ahead. It's very interesting. Very interesting. I'm going to just trying to talk and try to fill in that empty space because I'm sick of having to constantly go through in the editing process and having to cut, finding that one moment where everything gets quiet. But if you guys are listening.
Hi.
Hey, you're back.
Yeah, like I'm hearing like my name in the background. I'm like, who is calling me?
Oh, someone just yelling your name.
Yeah, and just give me a package. So I got a package.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The years of delivery. I have been having so much delivered to my home. Same. I never leave it. I never leave the home. I do leave the home occasionally, but it's like, man, I've done them all. Instacart, DoorDash, Uber Eats. You know, they're making money right now.
They are. And big shout out to Postmates because they have a list of black owned businesses that has free delivery.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Only because it's black owned, it's free delivery. And they give you a list of black owned in your area.
I am going to get back onto using Postmates if that's the case. Yeah, I mean, I can't really. Right now, I got to be all fucking careful about everything I put in my system. I got that high blood pressure.
Ooh. Yeah, I don't.
I've joined the rest of the statistics of black men.
Yeah. You know, right.
I ain't trying to get on a pill for the rest of my life, so I got to like be all careful about what I eat for a while.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I stopped eating pork back in like when I was six. So
that's really good.
My sodium intake is low.
Yeah. Yeah, man, that's good because, you know, your average food is like loaded with sodium, loaded. You know, I was, you know, because I've been reading up on it. They say that like, they want you to be under 15. They want the average American to be around 1500 sodium a day. Most people are like well into the 3000s. Well in like one meal on one regular old meal, not paying attention to anything, it's going to run you like 700, 800 sodium average meal.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's gnarly. It's gnarly what we put in our system. But, you know, let me ask you this, because you gave me the craziest place you ever had sex. Have you ever heard another story of someone else? Have you ever, like, has someone else ever tried to top you or came close to that?
Just at Disneyland, like on the rides, like on Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, of course, on Pirates of the Caribbean. Nice slow ride.
Cameras everywhere, so they got kicked out of the park.
Oh.
So I think, you know, out of what everybody's been like, you know, has everybody been sharing stories with me about it? That's the only one that I was just like, how did you pull that off that far? Like, how did you get that
figuratively
far?
And literally?
Yeah. Like, well, it had to be after. I try to picture when is a good time to do that.
Yeah, during a, I mean, I guess it would have to be when it's pretty empty. You know, have the whole boat. One of those moments where you have the whole boat to yourself.
Oh yeah. It has to be one of those moments.
But yeah, there's a lot of cameras. But yeah, I'm assuming just how active is the guy watching, you know? And who knows, man? I mean, it makes sense. It makes sense because I know like movie theaters, theme parks. Yeah. I mean, we have a term called Mile High Club. I haven't done that. I do not know anyone who has done that yet.
It's too small. I don't understand.
I don't know how. It's like sex on a beach. Why? You know, it's like that seems more uncomfortable than it does seem exciting.
Well, I didn't have.
Yeah, I've had sex on the beach before, and it's not worth it. You know,
I have sex around the beach.
That's a better.
Parked at the beach.
Yeah, but. You know, on the beach, on the sand, it's not comfortable at all. It's more the I guess the story than the actual act.
That totally makes sense.
Yeah, I have that thought every single time I'm on the plane and I go into the bathroom. Yeah,
exactly. Same here.
I'm like, how the fuck would anyone have sex in here? This wouldn't be comfortable at all.
No, the only way that I'm gonna be a part of the Mile High Club is if I have my own private jet.
Oh yeah. Well then, yeah. I mean, then how dare you not? You know, like if you have your own private jet, I mean, like what are you doing with your life?
And you haven't had sex in it, they should pull it. Like you lost your license.
Yeah. If you see like $100 million car. And you haven't fucked in it. You need to give that back. You know, give it to someone who will appreciate it.
You do not deserve it.
You don't deserve it, sir. Come on, man. What are we doing? What are you doing with this?
What are you doing with this?
Man. Well, thank you for that story, brother.
Yeah, no problem, man. No problem. I'm glad that it spawned other ideas for questions for other guests.
Yeah, no. Now I'm gonna ask everyone. I'm gonna ask everyone very crudely, especially if they go into a dirty topic. We're going there. I need to know.
Can't go random like they're talking about their time that their pet died when they were six, and then you go into that question. So
yeah, yeah. Like that's interesting. That's interesting. So you ever fucked in the cemetery? I'm just saying. I'm just asking.
Come on, Mary Shelley did it. Like,
oh my god!
And on her mom's grave.
Wait, what?
Oh man!
Back up.
Okay.
Context story. We're going to do a little add-on story of fucking in the cemetery. Tell me that story again.
Mary Shelley, who wrote Frankenstein.
Yes.
She lost her virginity on her mom's gravesite in the cemetery.
That's okay. I'm doing some Google searching after this, and I got to read up on that. That's a random. Those are some random. You told me Shia LaBeouf fucked on set, and now you told me that the Frankenstein writer. Okay.
Mary Shelley, she lost her virginity on her.
I mean, like, hey, here's the thing. Guys will say yes. There's a guy who will say yes. Like, I want you to have sex with me right here, right now. Isn't this your mom's grave? Yes.
Apparently, the way it happened was because she visits her mom's gravesite every day. Like, that was just her thing. And she kind of fancied a guy. And she was there, and he was there, and I guess they had a fight or something, and then it was like makeup sex, basically, but it was passionate, and they forgot where they were.
We know that if they ever make a movie about the author, and that scene is not in, it's not going to be up to par.
I need that scene.
I was like, that's just bullshit. This is inaccurate. This is not a good autobiography. This is not what I wanted. I came to this theater
to see this one scene.
Yeah.
They did make a movie, and Ellie Fanning, Dakota Fanning's sister, played Mary Shelley.
Oh, yeah? I didn't know that. Yeah. Is that scene in there? I mean,
it is.
Really? What movie? Wait, what movie is this?
I gotta IMDb it, but.
Yeah. All right, guys, that's your homework. Anybody who's listening, that's your homework. We're going to do some. This is the movie they should have shown you in the film history class you took. So, so that's the episode. I'm watching it right after. I'm just going to fast forward. I was like, okay, come on.
Get to it. Hey, man, there's a lot of good lesbian scenes in that movie, too.
Right on. I love it. Well, thank you for coming back on to tell me a story, brother.
Yeah, no problem, man. Anytime.
And so how do people find you? How do people follow you? All that jazz.
Well, after this story, I don't want them to follow me. I don't want them to wake me up. So this is, let's make this anonymous. It's at Katz Carter, KATZCARTER. That you can look, you can find me anywhere, everywhere. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. It's always at Katz Carter.
All righty. Well, guys, there you go. That's Tell Me a Story. Thank y'all. Good night.
Thank you.
See you later, bro. And that's the show. Thank you so much for listening. If you would like to support the podcast, you can do a lot of things by like, sharing, and subscribing to it wherever you get your podcast. If you want to follow me, my handle is Bell Comedy, one word. And that's my handle for my Facebook and my Instagram, where I'm most active. And if you would like to support the podcast has its own Instagram called the Tell Me a Story Podcast. And follow us on Instagram. I'll be posting photos of all the different guests and little news updates. And if you would like to support on a monetary level, Bell Comedy is also my Cash App. So don't feel shy giving you a tip here and there. It goes a long way, guys, I promise you. And we'll have a Patreon going soon. And thank you guys so much. Love y'all. Goodbye.